Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Jesus said it. He comes but for to steal. Because he doesn't have anything. He has to steal it. He doesn't own anything. He has to steal it. What is he after? Jesus said that he comes immediately to steal the word. If he can steal the word, then he can kill. And then he can destroy. Don't let him have it. Amen. And the more you know the goodness of God, the more you know the badness of the devil. Did God create heaven or not? Now, hell is as bad as heaven is good. Now, Brother Copeland, you said he never created anything bad. Well, that's a jail. Jails are good. He did not create that for men. For whom did he create it? Yeah, the devil and his angels. God has never sent anybody to hell. That was not his choice. Hey. Now, the dividing line of the covenants. Now, this is where it's so important to become covenant-minded. I've said it over and over and over again. Why is this referred to as God's word? Because it's his bond. These are sworn oaths. The first covenant started off in the blood of animals. Actually, the first covenant was when God handmade clothes for his man and the man's wife when they came up with fig leaves. A fig leaf suit. Anyway. And he covered him. That animal had to die. Shed blood. Because this was the first act of a man trying to meet his own needs without God. And God immediately met his need and entered covenant. Hallelujah. And then it went from there. The goodness of God just shows through this and his kindness and his mercy. In Hebrew, chesed. And it's a hard word to grasp because its meaning is in, it's a covenant word. It comes from covenant. And it's the mercy of covenant when the big enters into covenant with the smaller and then provides for the smaller on an equal basis. And it's translated mercy. It's translated loving kindness. And back before I even knew how to pronounce it, first time I heard of it, the man that began to teach me about it called it Hesed. And I didn't know how to pronounce it, but it's Hesed. It's actually Hesed. And you see it in the New Testament, if you know it. Now, Jesus said, who do men say that I am, or the Christ? They said, the Son of David. Son of David. Well, think about it. What did Bartimaeus say? He used to be blind. He's no longer blind, Bartimaeus. Son of David, have mercy on me. In covenant speech, it would be, Son of David, Messiah, do hesed for me. Do hesed for me. And Jesus, I heard Gloria preaching this in healing school one time. And she just leaned over here on the pulpit. And she said, and of course Jesus called him over there. And she said, said it like this, Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? Now listen, because I learned something from her right here. And he said, Lord, that I would receive my sight. And then Gloria said, see, he knew what he wanted, but he needed to say it. He could have, I witnessed something like this. He could have come up there and said, Jesus, I can put up with this blindness because I'm a beggar and I do well at it, but it's my back. No. What can I do for you, Bartimaeus? Lord, that I would see, that I would receive my sight. He said, okay. Be it done unto you as you believe. He's so easy. Why? He is so good. Now turn to John 10:10. The dividing line of the covenants. Are you doing all right? You ready to be excited? What are you waiting on? I'm already. I tell you, I've just got the catching away of the church on my heart tonight. Gloria and I have been talking about it, and she's been preaching on it, and it's just, well, hey, I like what she said, Lynn. She said, I want to go in the big one.
The big one?
Yeah. You remember, what was his name? On Sanford and Son. This is a big one. This
oh, yeah. Yeah. Red Fox.
Yeah. I want to go in the big one.
Yeah.
I want to be here when it happens.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
I know I'm going to go too, but hey, I want to be here when it takes place. Oh, I'll tell you. Anyway, I have different reasons to be thinking this way right now. John chapter 10, verse 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, you get two verilies. I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and go out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, but he wouldn't let anybody call him good. There is none good but one, and it's God. He is absolutely good. He is absolute light. In him is no darkness at all. None. How do you get the concept of that? Well, over the years I've tried and tried and tried. And finally, the only thing I could really come up with is he is absolute good. So what temperature is absolute cold? 0 heat. 459.67 degrees below zero. Absolute cold. You can't wrap your head around absolute cold, and you can't wrap your head around absolute good. He's the only thing we've ever known that was absolute good.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. There's no darkness in him at all.
No.
He is light.
Yes.
He is light.
Thank you.
And we are the children of light.
Yes.
We wear the armor of light.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God forevermore. Mm-hmm. Now then, Acts, guess where I'm going? 10:38. Where else would I go? Verse 37, that word, I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea, began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God, who is so good, anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He is all good. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, now that is Jesus. No, it wasn't. It was God. It was God that was with him. It was God that anointed him. It was God who is so good, anointed Jesus, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For our good God was with him. Now, who is that living on the inside of us? The good God. And his goodness is in here. And he wants you well. He wants you prosperous. Nothing missing, nothing broken. That's the best way that... Well, actually, we learned that from a person that had gone to Hebrew school. They're trying to explain the Hebrew greeting of shalom. And the greeting was, and they said, well, it's peace, yes, but it actually means nothing missing, nothing broken. It's translated peace. It's translated prosperity. It's translated tranquility. Amen. So, they did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our shalom, our peace, our prosperity, our nothing missing, our nothing broken. Hallelujah. Glory. Goodness, just goodness, goodness, goodness. Now go with me to the 145th Psalm. Now then, I need my iPad for this one, please, sir. Thank you. And now, just let me read this to you. I'm going to read it from the Classic Amplified, but I will extol you, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever with grateful, affectionate praise. Every day with its new reasons will I bless you affectionately and gratefully praise you. Yes, I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised. His greatness is so vast and deep as to be unsearchable. One generation shall laud your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works will I meditate. Men shall speak of the might of your tremendous and terrible or awesome acts. I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth like a fountain the fame of your great and abundant goodness. Your great and abundant goodness, your great and abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your rightness and justice. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and abounding in chesed and loving kindness. Actually, loving kindness is the one that's translated chesed. The Lord is good to all. And here's chesed again. And his tender mercies are over all his works, the entirety of things created. All your works shall praise you, O Lord. Your loving ones shall bless you affectionately and gratefully shall your saints confess and praise you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men God's mighty deeds and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all those of his own who are falling and raises up those who are bowed down, and the eyes of all wait for you, looking, watching, expecting you to give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy every living thing with favor. He's not close-fisted. Every living thing. He loves every living thing. He's so good. He's just open-handed. The Lord preserves all those who love him, but all the wicked shall he destroy or will be destroyed. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless affectionately and gratefully praise his holy name forever and ever. He is good to all. I said, he is good to all. 1 John 1:5. Let's just read down from the first verse. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen. Notice it is in italics. We have seen and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write unto you that your joy may be full. This then is the message. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare unto you, God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and don't do the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin because He's so good. Because He's so good. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and that couldn't be so. His word isn't in it. My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and He is the propitiation. He's the sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world, because He is so good. He is so good. And He's our God. Hallelujah.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. How do you have a vision for your future when you just need to get through today? When the dreams you once had seem out of reach, is there a way to rebuild? The Bible says that God has only good plans for you, that His goodness and mercy are coming after you. It's when you begin to understand His goodness that you can begin to receive it. Get the Goodness of God MP3 series by Gloria Copeland and grow your capacity to see the love, prosperity, healing, all the good things of God in your life.
God is good. There's not anything that is more faith-building than to know the Father and to know His goodness.
When it seems like the world around you is being torn apart, you can remain firm in hope. Become a living, walking example of the love that God has poured out to mankind. As you join your faith in God's promises with steadfastness to stand on His word, there's nothing that can stop His blessing from taking over your life.
Order your free copy of the Goodness of God MP3 series by Gloria Copeland. The motivation of God's heart is His love for you. Receive all the benefits that God desires to pour out on you through His goodness. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Today, Brother Copeland said the Lord is good to all, but you must choose Jesus and have Him come into your heart to qualify to receive the goodness that God has for you. Yes, God is good, and He wants you well. He wants you prosperous, with nothing missing, nothing broken in your life. And if you want that kind of peace and wholeness in your life, then I invite you, pray this prayer out loud with me right now. Just say, Father in heaven, I come to You in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart that You raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. I repent and I receive Your forgiveness, Your cleansing. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Take my life, Lord Jesus. Do something with it and fill me with Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now listen to me. If you prayed that prayer, you are born again. You've got the life of God in you. You've got God's faith in you. His love has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit, and you can call on the mercy of God. You need to know more about who you are. You need to know more about what's just happened in your life. I know many people are watching this broadcast and you're born again, filled with the Spirit. And if they could speak to those who just made Jesus their Lord, they'd tell you, oh, life's about to get so good. And you need to find out more about who you are in Jesus, who He is in you. And that's why KCM has put together some free resources that we call the Salvation Package. This package contains a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And along with this book, we're going to send you a couple of little brochures that are here just to help you learn how to read and how to study your Bible. So let me encourage you, request your free salvation package on kcm.org and start this new life in Christ Jesus. It's a life of faith and it's so exciting. It's an adventure and we rejoice with you. If you made this decision today and invited Jesus to come into your heart, let us know. KCM wants to know about it. We want to rejoice with you. You can call or you can email. You can share your testimony. You can declare your glory story. What is that? That's the good things that our good God is doing in your life, and we want to rejoice with you about it. So get in touch with us. Let us send you these materials and let us encourage you in your new walk of faith with God. Now, tomorrow, you need to tune into this broadcast because Brother Copeland will be back defining what corresponding action is and how faith always prepares for what it believes will come to pass. This is such important information. You don't want to miss it. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We look forward to seeing you next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about your new life in Christ. Request your salvation package free at kcm.org/newlife.
My healing is already an accomplished fact.
Jehovah Rapha, healer.
He always is the healer. He was the healer before there was a need for healing. Why?
Because he's live.
I've made up my mind. I'm leaving with a miracle.
Come to Miracles on the Mountain, June 24th and 25th. Register at emic.org/miracles.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.